Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Freeways, Mitchell northbound, looking a little bit slower on Whitford's Ave, starting to build up around Vincent Street. Plan a freeway travelling well and no delays, which is good. Not a lot of hot spots around town at the moment, but one to keep in mind is Tonkin Highway southbound at Collier Road in Bayswater. Drive safely, and that's the latest from Main Road.
Thank you, Adana, for the traffic there.
And we have got someone very special in the studio, but we've also got someone very special on the phone. It's Elliot. Good morning.
Good morning, Elliot.
Good morning.
Now, Elliot, we have tasked you with something to win that prize pack and the movie tickets. Yes. Are you ready? Are you ready to go?
Everyone at home to know who our guest is in the studio. Oh, sorry. No, too soon. Normally we'd play the intro and people know who it is who's about to talk about things, but we're not going to do that because you're going to do it. Are you ready, Elliot?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, go for it.
Take it away.
He's a Statman.
Yes, he is.
Well done. That was very good. I'm actually very impressed.
Would you prefer, Grant, that one or the normal one?
No, can you get Elliot on every week?
Yeah, we probably could.
Thank you so much.
We'll get him on the payroll.
All right, well, congratulations, Elliot. You have won an in-season family pass to see DreamWorks' latest animated comedy, The Bad Guys. Thanks to station sponsor Universal Pictures, rated PG in cinemas now, as well as that amazing holiday survival kit
with
all the yummy stuff in it. You have a great holidays, mate.
You too.
Bye.
Not as good
as Elliot's. No.
Sorry.
That was really impressive to Elliot. Thank you so much.
Good.
Made my morning.
All right. How are you? Back from Sydney?
Yes. Good. All went off without a hitch. Although lots of people travelling now. Yes. Airport was... Last year I got to go to the airport a couple of times and it was just ghost town.
Yep.
But then it was like... back to old times, just with masks on.
Making up for lost time.
Everyone's going, get out, let's go.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Well, Dan said, we just said, Dan, get out and go. So he's gone the opposite.
We told him we need a man on the ground over there. Get out.
No, we didn't really. Oh, so what have we got? Final one for term one.
Yes.
What have we got for today?
Well, moving into the school holidays, some families might be able to travel. Either interstate or going on a plane. But for people who aren't doing that, a lot of people might be doing this other thing a lot as well.
Oh, yes.
And that's, we're going to talk about people spending time on screen media, so streaming services, and some of the latest trends there.
Oh, well, that's going to be definitely...
Do you guys have some subscriptions?
I have too many subscriptions. I lose count. I'm actually just searching through my phone to see my screen time for one particular app.
Yes.
Because I saw one of the stats that you sent through.
Which one did you like?
Gen Z spends 14 hours a day on average, not every Gen Z, obviously, on three particular free streaming media apps. One of them I'm also an absolute sucker for. TikTok.
Oh.
TikTok, YouTube,
yes,
Insta.
And just today I have spent 35 minutes on TikTok already.
Already.
And I've been at work for the majority of it.
Not even 8 o'clock yet, Leon.
I know.
And you've been working too.
14 hours a day on average.
For the Gen Zs. Yes. So that's, you can calculate, that's pretty much all of their waking hours is on the screen.
You've got a couple of Gen Zs.
But it's not just the Gen Zs though. Yeah. So we've 70% of Australians have at least one subscription streaming service, like a Netflix, etc. But on average, each household has over two. So 2.3. Mm. So people might have a Netflix. Yeah. So there's so many options now, right?
Yeah.
There's the Stan and
sports
Disney Plus
and movies.
KO Sports for the sports people.
See, I think I've only got one that I actually pay for. And one that I got free when I bought a particular product and they gave me a free subscription for a year.
Mm-hmm. Did you remember to cancel the subscription? Cause that's
I'm still in it.
Oh, you're still in the year.
I'll wait until the first subscription payment comes out. And if that's happened, then I'll be like, goodbye.
I just counted. I think I've got six.
Oh, wow.
At least we've got access
six
to
six. That are paid?
No, seven, sorry. Six that I pay for and one that I share with someone else.
Yep. Who's in your household? Of course.
Yes, of course. Yeah. According to the rules of the streaming services.
Well, this is going to be, this is really interesting because I'm assuming in the lead up to school holidays, especially with the weather changing, might make a difference. I don't know if you've got any stats or.
I mean, getting more rainy.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. All right, well, we'll come back. I'm sure you've got plenty more information for us. It's Grant Dusting from McCrindle here. The Stat Man will be back.
I didn't put the Stat Man in
charge. No, you didn't.
I just hung up on Elliot. Sorry, Elliot. We need the...
Yeah, you're not as good as Elliot.
No.
Yes, we are back with the Stat Man, and we've been talking about streaming services and all the research that you guys at McCrindle have been, getting together. Now, you were talking about the amount of subscriptions
people have.
Yes. And also, like, how many have increased getting onto streaming. But we were just talking about how many we've got. You've got a lot, Leon.
6 or 7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've got
one. So above average there, Leon.
Yeah, Leon, good. Yeah. Of course you would.
Overachiever, they say.
Whereas I've literally got one. And I would, when I hear that, Leon, I just keep thinking about the cost.
Don't even get me started on the cost.
Because I know, you think about them. They all seem reasonably good value, right?
Are we counting music streaming?
Yeah. Well, for this, we're talking like TV entertainment.
Oh, okay. No, okay. That's right.
So
then I won't add
ones.
On. No, I won't have to add one.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
All right. The cost, though, Grant. I mean, it must cost families a lot of money to be doing all of this streaming service subscription.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head, Kirsty, that because it's such a low monthly fee, people think, oh, that's not much. Mm. And in itself, maybe not. Mm. But then those things add up. So on average, we found people spend, the average Australian spending $55 a month on these. So one of them might not cost that much, but you're adding a few and then the cost adds up as well.
Yes, that's a lot. That's a lot of money, Leon.
I know it is. And the trouble is, and this is the worst part, I probably watch most things on YouTube for free. That's the one I use the most often. Mm. But the trouble is that you don't want to not have something. Something comes out and your friends are all, you started watching The Crown or the chess one, the Gambit thing.
Oh, yeah,
the Queen's Gambit.
Queen's Gambit, that's it. And you don't have that streaming service, then, I don't have that one. I can't watch that.
Wow. Yes.
You don't want to not have
the
options.
It's FOMO. You've got the FOMO.
It's FOMO, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's the challenge of the modern time. And it's not like it used to be just free-to-air TV. Everyone was watching. You had access to the same things.
Yeah.
Now you kind of do feel like, well, this one's exclusive to this platform and that. So it's creating a challenge there. You mentioned YouTube, though.
Yeah.
So, yes, there are platforms, obviously, for free that you don't have to pay for. And people are really, really engaging on these platforms too. So I know YouTube has a stat, 1 billion hours of video watched every day.
Every day.
Wow.
Around the world. Worldwide. Incredible. Seems
so low. A lot of people watching videos.
Yep. And 14 hours, well, when they're spending 14 hours of it, like...
Absolutely.
You know,
and
that
the quality that you can get from a free thing like that is sometimes surpassing some of the, let's be honest, rubbish that some of the paid streaming services come out with.
But you were saying that people have increased how many Australians are actually involved in subscriptions and that now.
Yeah, so in 2020, so kind of pre-pandemic, 55% of people had at least one subscription service, and that's gone up to 70%.
Gee.
So you can understand for a lot of people in the last couple of years, they haven't had as much social life activities, and so... There's more people sitting at home watching things.
And you'd be thinking, well, these companies are doing very well. Like, how good must they be doing with all these people subscribing? And you were saying that a lot of them don't even make profit.
Yeah, that's right.
It's crazy.
How? Are they just spending too much money on new shows and things, or?
It depends how much you want to talk about a business strategy.
That's
but
true.
It's...
But do we care? Because as long as they're producing stuff that we want to watch.
That's right.
Pumping out seasons of The Crown for me to binge. And I'm all over it.
Well, now, I don't have the stat off the top of my head.
Oh, what, Grant?
You're the stat man.
I'll have to take it on notice. Questions on notice, please.
Yeah.
But now some of these streaming companies, they're much, much bigger than even the biggest movie studios now in terms of the amount of money they're spending on producing their own.
Yep.
So that's been a big shift in the last few years. So previously it was the big Hollywood companies that were pumping in billions of dollars on developing movies. But now what's being generated by your Disney Plus, your Netflix is bigger than
And that's probably why they're not making much money, because they're investing into a lot of that, which I think is a good thing. I reckon most people will probably stick with those ones long term, and you know, if they love them, if they add a little bit of a dollar here or a dollar there, people won't generally mind.
Yeah, I think what the world needs to try and avoid is just going back to pay TV, really. I don't want to have to pay the price of a satellite TV subscription every month to get all the different channels, which are now just streaming services.
You'd rather just pay it all in little monthly bits and pieces to make up the sum.
What I mean is when the streaming stuff started, it was just one thing.
Yeah.
You know, you get the movie streaming thing.
Yeah.
And you pay that. Oh, great. I can nearly cancel the satellite TV because I can get it all on that. And then the other brands, there's
so many.
How many are there? Did you have a number on that?
I don't have
available
number.
In Australia.
They keep adding new
There's
ones.
Probably 10 plus available in Australia right now. And it's getting to the point where, because they're all different distributors with their own content, there's, you know, Disney, Apple, Paramount, all those that are, you know, splitting all their content across all these different platforms. It's like you're subscribing to different channels.
Mm. Yep.
Just for these different, different shows you want.
And that's been one of the big shifts. We're very much a subscription society now with lots of things. So with music, with
books,
other services.
Like audio books and all that kind of stuff. Well, fascinating. And I know that there'll be a lot of people that might be even thinking this morning that they've heard that. Ooh, I wonder how much I am spending and how many I've got.
David from Canning Vale, I'm with Leon. I would have 6 or 7 as well.
Yeah, all right.
Not much longer, David. I'm going to go home today and thin the herd.
Okay.
All right, we'll check in with you next time. Yes,
exactly.
Leon,
I know what I'm going to cancel. Sorry, Jeff.
All right. Well, we'll leave you to figure all that out. Grant, thanks so much for joining us again. And for this term, it's been awesome. We'll catch you next term.
It's been great, guys. Thank
awesome.
You.
Thanks. Bye. Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.